It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would love if you're willing to join in this possibly very personal and very awkward conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex mentioned this in the garbage earlier, and it got me thinking. Dax and Kristen Bell kind of talking about the birds and the bees.
We're laying it all out. We get right to the action.
Right to the good part. And she's like, okay, I gotta go outside. And just left.
Yeah, she bailed.
She bailed.
She knows all the organs, but when it got to the actual, the nuts and bolts of the operation.
Right.
We bored her to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were talking about, like, explaining the birds and the bees and how it all works to their daughter. And she's like, okay, I'm out. I'm good. Did anybody have a weird experience with your parents when it came to learning, I guess, about the birds and the bees and flipping pancakes and, you know, where babies come from? 833-JOE-ALEX. How was that experience? 833-563-2539. My mom was a nurse, so I knew everything, but I never talked about it with her. But I had all the material. I think it was Dr. Ruth was an old, like, sex lady. She had, like, a book out there, like, explaining your body to people, like, sexual health. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Dr. Ruth?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting that wrong. But I remember my dad, when I had a girlfriend and my brother Bob had a girlfriend. I think I was 21 and he was 18. And he knew we had girlfriends. And my dad was so awkward. He never had any of those, man. My dad didn't even teach me how to shave. That's why I have a beard. We just had, like, certain just things my dad never was comfortable talking about. And he's like, Joe, don't get your girls pregnant. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah, he's like, don't get them pregnant. I'm like, okay, so do you want to say the word condom or no? Okay. So, like, nobody in my family really had that deep of a talk. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
So I remember when I was in maybe like seventh or eighth grade, we had this thing at my school. I went to a private Catholic school and I was raised Catholic. We had this like after school thing where like the girls all went into one room and the boys all went to another room. And like your parents were with you and you watched this super awkward and like weird video about how they talk about like the birds and the bees, but it's more like religious based and kind of like saving yourself. So that happened. And then I know that like when we turned 16, my parents gave us a chastity ring with our birthstone in it. And so it was like a really pretty, like expensive ring. And that was our present.
Did you give that back?
Where is it at? I don't see it.
I actually lost it a while ago.
Where did Liv's ring go?
I think I lost it in my car or something. But anyway.
You're like, dang it, Mom. I needed a new ring and not a purity ring.
Not again.
Shut up.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Porkchop, you also grew up in a religious household. How'd that happen?
Yeah, in fifth grade in science class, they made us our parents had to sign a waiver to say it was okay to talk about it. And I remember in the entire class, there was one girl who her parents didn't sign it. And she had to sit out in the hallway as we talked about it.
That is so strange.
Alex, what about you? How was it in your household?
As Kylie Jenner would say, fourth grade was the year of realizing things for me because that was my first time I had previously been in all private schools and then my parents decided it was getting too expensive so they put me in public school for the first time. And some kid was trying to make fun of me and called me a gay wad. So I had never heard that word before. So when I came home, I remember that day I told my mom, I was like, what does this mean? And so my mom had to explain that to me. I had a kid that lived down the street from me that had two lesbian moms. So I didn't understand what that was. So I remember asking her about that. And I think it was after those two instances, my mom realized, all right, she's in public school now. She's hearing a lot of different words and things that she doesn't know. I'm going to have the talk with her. So then my mom gave me like a Christian book about the birds and the bees, and then she sat down with me and probably had like a 45 minute long conversation with me. I had 100 questions as per usual for me, and just explained all sorts of things, and I remember some of the stuff I was asking. It is so cringy.
Oh, God.
Just because I genuinely did not get it. Didn't get it. I thought it was almost like, you know, everything was magnetized and just stuck together. I didn't understand.
I'm still married and I don't know how it works. Okay?
I didn't understand. So like that's how it went for me, and after that like I could never look at my parents the same way. I was so grossed out.
Let's talk to Tori this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Tori?
Hey, so my mom, like your mom, Joe, is a nurse, and I learned very early on to never ask your mom where babies come from, because then all of a sudden she pulls out every book in the library that may show like some gory picture of like how.
Oh, God.
Yes, it was so bad. And like at the time, I was like maybe 8 years old. And I had brought it up at the dinner table one night, and my mom started trying to explain it, and you just see my stepdad, like, instantly choke on his food. And so that entire weekend, I had to sit on the couch with my mother and go over the process of being a woman and what that means and how babies really are born. It was horrifying to be that young and being shown like how babies are supposed to like shoot out of you and everything.
Wait, they shoot out? No, I'm kind of concerned now.
Well, and then like it also concerned my sister. I am telling you word for word, when my mom was trying to have this conversation with my sister, she didn't even want anything to do with it, to where she asked my mom if they could just keep their underwear on and they could bump nipples.
Isn't that what lesbians do or no?
Stop!